Okay, back live in the studio, in the Brain Studio. We are connected directly to Beirut, to Raed Yassin, a musician, an improviser, and freak-out guy on stage. Raed Yassin, do you have some music on your head right now?
Lately, I've been just working on some kind of a piece, so that piece is just in my head a little bit, which is kind of a sequence of arpeggio, actually, on the synthesizer, so... It is much better in my head than I sing it, actually. But I don't know how it's going to be in real life. I'm working on a specific synthesizer, so I know this the sounds, which is MS-20, Korg MS-20. And I'm trying to imagine some sounds that goes with this, actually. It's a piece that I'm trying to figure out for synthesizer and saz and turntable. I try to first imagine the sequence. I'm trying to see how the saz will go with it. Sounds in the head are much nicer, let's say, because you have kind of utopic sounds for you. Like you imagine something, but the machine actually cannot do it. Or maybe it can do it, but my knowledge of how to do this in the machine is not enough. So the thing is, sometimes it depends on your knowledge with the instrument that you're playing, that you can imagine the sound and play it exactly. It works much more with acoustic instruments because you have much more control with acoustic instruments. Like if I compare it when I play the double bass, it's different. I exactly know the sounds when I play the double bass, you know, and I can imagine how they work. And how do they sound? But with the kind of electronic instruments, there's always surprises because you don't have 100% control on it. You know, like the especially the analog synthesizer is always has a big amount of possibilities, and sometimes it's almost infinite. It's always surprising. You cannot know 100% unless you have a parameters that you know already, and you make your setup, and then you expect what's going on. But once you are playing around with the knobs, it's not always the same. So it's always the element of surprise. So in the end, sometimes the surprising sounds can be also much more interesting from what's going on in your head. And it depends on the day sometimes, because sometimes your head's not functioning.
Do you have, like, inner music during improvisation?
In the situation of improvisation, I like to keep it open in the beginning. And I have an empty head for the situation. Actually, when I'm improvising, I don't have imagined music in my head before I go to it.
And if you recall, like, the very moment of playing, like, in between, like, when you make some musical decisions, is there, like, a second of imagination?
It's a mix, actually, of will, imagination, decision, surprise. It's not only imagination. It's a mix of different factors, actually.
How do you imagine physicality? Is it part of the imagination when you're thinking about music?
No, actually, physicality just comes from the amount of effort that you're spending during playing. I work in a field of the physics of the instrument. This requires from me to work on stuff that has to do with tension, vibration, pressure, chemistry with others. You know, it's a bit beyond the regular vocabulary of music.
Maybe let's go back to the situation when you're composing, which is more like the setting where you might deal with ideas coming from your head.
Sometimes I hear stuff, and when it's executed, it's a disaster. So I just say, I'll throw it away. Sometimes I'm telling you, like, imagining stuff is sometimes really cool. I'm interested in imagination sometimes because it may make for you kind of a utopic world where you can still do some kind of interesting pieces. And for me, sometimes it is very interesting when you don't realize the piece itself. So it stays in your head, but it stays at the whole situation as an imagined work. And one performance I did 2 years ago, it was called The Impossible Works of Raed Yassin. I invited actually art curators, five art curators, to be in an empty exhibition space. And each one is explaining and discussing an impossible work of mine, which is impossible to execute. And for me, the most important idea is how to plant a seed of an artwork or a music work inside the audience imagination. When I read sometimes about music pieces by, I don't know, like how it happened for the first time, the poem Electronique by Varèse, for example, in Brussels when they first did it in this amazing space, because there is no documentation of it. I think it's so beautiful in my head when I imagine it. It's not only my own, but also others' works. If I imagine it, can be sometimes much more beautiful than the reality. I don't know how you can broadcast your inner music. Sometimes it's complete failure. And I think the most beautiful thing about inner music is it is part of your internal world where you can also live your own world where others cannot be inside it.